Speaker of the Pennsylvania House, Mike Terzai, an Allegheny County Republican, has criticized City Council's decision not to hold a hearing on selling Philadelphia Gas Works.
Not holding a hearing on the Philadelphia Gas Works for such an important proposal, where billions really could have been used towards debt reduction, infrastructure, it's just such important opportunities. It gives everybody real pause.
Mayor Michael Nutter's proposed deal would have privatized the utility for close to $2 billion, using much of the proceeds to shore up Philly's pension funds. When, for instance, the Philadelphia School District makes a funding request of the state this year, Terzai says council's handling of the proposed deal will spur skepticism among House Republicans, even though there is no formal link between the PGW deal and schools.
I have to say, everybody's, I think, going to ask, first and foremost, why didn't you take a look at the Philadelphia Gas Works proposal? See, like, you didn't have a hearing. You didn't even hear out so many of your city civic leaders. It will be something that I know that a lot of people are going to want to know about.
The Philadelphia School District, which faces an $80 million budget deficit for next school year, declined to respond to Terzai's comments, as did City Council President Darrell Clark. Mayor Nutter says Terzai is more than entitled to his view and opinion.
I said at the time I thought it was a bad decision and that it could potentially negatively affect us here in Harrisburg. You know, no matter how people voted, there should have been a hearing and a vote one way or the other, up and down.
Donna Cooper is Executive Director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth and was Policy Director when Ed Rendell was governor. She calls Terzai's comments political blackmail.
There are communities across the state that locally might be making decisions that he finds personally reprehensible. And is he going to hold up school funding for communities across the state because he doesn't like the decisions made by the local government?
Curtis Jones, City Council's majority leader, who also sits on the Philadelphia Gas Commission, says he and his colleagues weren't convinced that Nutter's plan was best for taxpayers and ratepayers. He bristles at Terzai's position.
Even if adults didn't agree, the children should not be punished.
City Councilman Ed Nielsen, who moved from the State House to City Hall last summer, was referenced by Terzai as a very good friend to House leadership, even though Nielsen's a Democrat.
Hopefully we can explain in our meetings to the leadership why we took the steps we took with PGW and show them how we're going to be active, seeking to not so much sell PGW, but make certain that our pensions are funded and our city is moving forward.
If Terzai has concerns about the city's handling of the PGW sale, PCCY's Cooper says he should air them with the state-run Public Utility Commission.
And that's the appropriate venue for him to take his concerns, and that has absolutely nothing to do with school funding.
Sending more education funding to Philadelphia can be a tough sell in any year in Harrisburg. It's unclear how much more difficult it will be to make that pitch, given Terzai's position. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.